All right, let's get back to our topic. We know that the Lord Jesus gave us the two greatest commands, to love God first, to love our neighbor second, and on these commands hang all other commands. And Paul's great prayer for the church was that we would know God and Jesus Christ so much that the love of God would fill us and work through us. So, seeing this in Scripture, I think you will agree with me that we women in fundamentalism and evangelicalism have a weight problem. The weight of teaching directed towards us is about marriage and childbearing, and then child rearing, and then, sadly, about divorce. And we wouldn't need the last, except that the first three supplanted the most vital teaching of Scripture for women, that God wants us to know Him in the person of Jesus Christ and to comprehend that breadth, length, depth, height, and love of Christ. We cannot endure bad marriages or weighty spinsterhood or the loss of children or the barrenness of never having children without seeing every instance and every circumstance in terms of Jesus Christ with us, our advocate and friend, our atonement and our righteousness, who is always covering us and making us acceptable to God. Some people even dare to preach that women have no direct access to Jesus Christ apart from husband or father or elder. That person has one serious weight problem, a fat and arrogant mind. Let us consider the weight of Scripture. First, the first person who prophesied of Christ's imminent arrival was a woman, Elizabeth. And it came to pass that when Elizabeth heard the salutation of Mary, the babe leaped in her womb, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Ghost. And she spake out with a loud voice and said, Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb. And whence is this to me that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For lo, as soon as the voice of thy salutation sounded in mine ears, the babe leaped in my womb for joy. And blessed is she that believed, for there shall be a performance of those things which were told her from the Lord. And the second person to prophesy of Christ's imminent arrival was a woman, Mary. And Mary said, My soul doth magnify the Lord, and my spirit hath rejoiced in God my Savior. For he hath regarded the low estate of his handmaiden. For behold, from henceforth all generations shall call me blessed. For he that is mighty hath done to me great things, and holy is his name. And his mercy is on them that fear him from generation to generation. He hath showed strength with his arm. He hath scattered the proud in the imagination of their hearts. He hath put down the mighty from their seats, and exalted them of low degree. He hath filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he hath sent empty away. He hath holpen his servant Israel, in remembrance of his mercy, as he spake to our fathers, to Abraham, and to his seed forever. And notice that Elizabeth, under the influence of the Holy Spirit, did make a decision without thinking to consult her husband, for he was not receiving the gift of prophecy, but he respected the fact that she was. Luke chapter 1, verse 59, And it came to pass that on the eighth day they came to circumcise the child, and they called him Zechariah after the name of his father. And his mother answered and said, Not so, but he shall be called John. And they said unto her, There is none of thy kindred that is called by that name. And they made signs to his father how he would have him called. And he asked for a writing table and wrote, saying, His name is John. And they marveled all. Elizabeth was carrying out the will of God, that same will that had struck her husband dumb for several months. They both knew that she was receiving a revelation from God, and her husband did not interfere. Yes, a husband is the head of the family, but God is the ruler of everything and everybody, and when God speaks, the weight is on both husband and wife to obey God directly, as Elizabeth and Zechariah did. Today, among those who profess Christ, there are many, many women who refuse to inspect a situation because they put more weight on their husbands than on the will of God and the simple matter of right and wrong. That truly is a weight problem. God deserves the weight of our obedience and submission.